Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev on Stage, a show where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. As always, you can submit your questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. We're here every Friday, Facebook, YouTube, and wherever podcasts are found. And with that, first question, which is an update on someone who was ridiculously crazy enough to take my advice. Dear Kev, so I have an update on D2 Bomb Guy. I made the mistake of telling him I made it on your show and he watched it. I thought he might be getting a good chuckle out of it, especially since I complimented his D. Nope, he cut me off. No more bomb D for me. My walls of Jericho will remain intact. Unfortunately, I wish I was joking, this was fabricated, but no sir, he cut me clean off and won't tell me why. I have been ghosted. I am completely confused, but I guess I can go find me a medium ugly guy and not cheat on him now. I guess, thanks for the advice though. I wish I had a good plan in place, darn it. I have told you guys, we have washed from the mountains. You cannot take this advice and expect it to help your real life. I don't even remember what I told you. I guess I told you to find you a medium ugly guy and cheat on him. But now look at you. D2 Bomb done walked out your life. Now he's breaking somebody else's walls down because you had the ridiculousness to listen to me, Kevin. Are you crazy? Have you lost your mind? I'll help you find it. Why would you listen to me? Why would you listen to me? Now you're out here lonely. It's coronavirus season. You're supposed to be quarantined up with D2 Bomb Guy, and you ain't. Now you're lonely, and your walls are fortituded all the way up. You could protect a city from a siege. You could have a Game of Thrones level protective city with the strength of your walls now. And for what? Why did you tell him? Take the advice. Don't show him the video. Now he's going to be using that video and sending it to other girls. Like, hey. Then I don't want to tell you, but you know, I'm D2 Bomb Guy. This is me. Now I'm making another video for him. Now he got two videos about how Bomb 2D his D is. D2 Bomb Guy going to be his name on Instagram. Now look what you've done. You ruined your life. You'll never find love. You'll never find D2 Bomb again. You had it. You had it. And you let him off the hook. Now you're going to have to go to Candy Burris Sex Store and get V2 Bomb, Vibrator 2 Bomb. It's not going to be attacked to heartache. I tell you, man, entertainment purposes only. Everyone who's taken my advice and has written back with an update, it does not go the way you think it's going to go. Do not listen to me. Or do. And then update me. I'll be surprised if anybody listens to my advice and it works. But we're going to keep on trying and keep on pressing on. Is you crazy? Next question. Dear Kev, I'm a single man that dates all type of women. Recently, I've been trying to connect with a Latin, Black, or Asian woman, or a woman of color in general. I seem to connect more with white women, and I'm just curious. Why is it so hard to connect with Black women that are atheists? Do they exist? Not many. We love the Lord. He heard our cry. I actually can't think of any Black woman I've ever met that's an atheist. Nope. People don't go to church. Maybe. They sin, fornicate, cuss, smoke the weed, but just not believing in Jesus. Jesus Cristo for my Mexican friend. And when I lived in El Paso, people was believing in the Lord. We need something. Listen, when you're Black, it's tough enough to be living. We got to have something to believe in. You going to tell me there ain't no Jesus after all this turmoil and all? Now there ain't no Lord and Savior? Who am I going to pray to then? If you want someone who's an atheist, stick with the whites. The whites be like, nah, I don't know. It's not plausible. I don't know about them Jesus. I'm white. Things go well for me. They sound like little rabid dogs. Yeah, that's going to be a big no. I imagine you dating a Black girl and then being like, yeah, man, so about God not existing. You're going to be like, what? Hold up. Mm-mm. No. You think Lauren and Cameron from Love is Blind would be together if Cameron was like, there ain't no God? She'd be like, who ain't? Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. How you going to make love to somebody? Whose name you going to call out in the middle? Oh, my, nothing exists. Oh, my, I believe in a higher power. That ain't sexy. Oh, my, I believe in energy. Oh, my, Mercury in retrograde. Nah, people want to say, oh, my God. If you wanted to get a black woman and you were an atheist, it's going to take a certain amount of game and skill. You're going to have to work your way around what she expects. You're going to have to sneak it in. You're going to have to be skilled outside of your mind. And the only way you get that type of skill is with Skillshare. Skillshare is a place to explore new skills, deepen existing passions, and get lost in creativity with Skillshare's online classes. What you can find just might surprise and inspire you. Skillshare is an online learning community where millions come together to take the next step in their creative journey. Thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people on topics including illustration, design, photography, video, freelancing, and more. Currently, you guys are going to start seeing this soon. I'm working on more creative flyers. I had a whole bunch of standard flyers for my tour, and I've seen some comedians have more success with creative flyers. So I've been working on graphic design and Photoshop on Skillshare. And you can just watch my Instagram. Watch and see. You're going to see some of the stuff I've been working on that I learned on Skillshare. So you just keep watching because I've been taking my classes and I've been practicing while I've been on the road. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. Skillshare offers classes designed for real life so you can move your creative journey forward without putting your life on hold. You can now learn and grow with short classes that fit your busy routine. Explore your creativity and get 2 months free, a free premium membership at Skillshare.com/dear. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/dear. That's 2 free months of unlimited access to thousands of classes at Skillshare.com/dear. Dear Kev, my boyfriend and I have been together for 8 months. He's everything that I could ever ask for in a partner. The problem is his weight, which I never had a problem with until he got a hernia and now requires surgery that the doctor says can't take place until he loses 40 pounds. I work out several times a week, and he just couldn't be bothered. He eats whatever, whenever, and hasn't a care in the world about his situation. I, on the other hand, worry constantly because a hernia left uncorrected could be life-threatening. One morning, he was eating a bowl of cookies and cream ice cream at 3 a.m. I was so angered and turned off, I wanted to slap that bowl out of his hand clean across the room. Please help. Do I give him an ultimatum to lose 40 pounds or lose me? Or do I let him live his best life obese while I cringe at every unhealthy thing he puts in his mouth? Sincerely, an overweight lover. Listen to me, ma'am. I'm sure you're an amazing woman. I'm sure he loves you. But there's nothing you have on cookies and cream ice cream at 3 a.m. Do you understand me? Give him an ultimatum. What you want, me or ribs? Girl, ribs. Are you crazy? I can eat every day, 3-4 times a day. People usually only have sex once. If they have sex once, maybe 3-4 times a week, if you're lucky. You know how many times you can eat? As much as you want. Food is the best. Ultimatum him up. You're going to be just like D2 Bomb Girl, lonely and fit. Them abs ain't going to keep you warm at night. Your own abs, you're going to cuddle with yourself. I love my abs and my glutes and my PR. PR ain't going to keep you warm at night. Big, fluffy men are what you need. It's winter time. It's raining outside in Los Angeles, California. You think that bench press machine going to keep you warm? Them cold metal plates? You want to do 3 sets of loneliness tonight? Huh? You keep working out and let him eat what he wants. You're going to be lonely. Let him live his obese life and cringe at every unhealthy thing he puts in his mouth. You got some nerve. I want to kill smoothie. What are you eating? Bacon cheddar wedges, sour cream, chivas. You ain't got nothing on that. If he wanted to orally sex you, you're like, hey, you want to eat this or do you want to eat a pot roast? He'll be like, pot roast. Because real food is satisfying. You know, you eat a little butt, yeah, still hungry. My wife last night made pulled pork sliders with coleslaw on there. Woo, my God. I had a dream. I love my wife. But I also love pulled pork sandwiches with coleslaw and the soft bread, the Oro wheat. Oh, come on. You know, we had King's Hawaiian, but she was like, you know, the barbecue sauce is a little sweet and tangy. I want to counteract it with the regular bread. I was like, that's a great choice, Liz. Mm-hmm. She let me taste the meat. We're rolling. I'm ready to finish this episode because I'm going to go right over to this cafe and order me a avocado toast with bacon and cheese. You think I'm about to have sex right now? No, it's 10:09. I get to eat 3 or 4 more times before I maybe have sex tonight. Hopefully. But if not, I understand. But I know I get to eat. You ain't got nothing on food, girl. What you gonna do? You or cornbread? Cornbread! Cornbread! And you're fit, too. You probably ain't even good to cuddle with. It's like cuddling with a Barbie. Just strong and muscular and... and protein, you probably be farting with protein shake smell. Dear Kev, I'm a big fan of your letter series, so I thought you may be able to help my parents. My younger sister is about to graduate high school. She wants to go to a popular college in the South this fall, but it'll cost my parents $54,000 a year, and they ain't got money like that. Because it's so expensive and she doesn't have enough scholarships to go, we're encouraging her to go to the popular university closer to home with in-state tuition of $27,000 a year. My parents even offered to help her pay for this school she attends. This 17-year-old had the intestinal fortitude to tell our parents, among other things, why did y'all have me if you couldn't afford to send me to college? She went on to complain that it's not fair that our parents saved for us older siblings to go to college. They took out loans, and she can't go to the school she wants to. She's telling them she's either going to the pricey school or she's not going to college at all. Ultimately, she has till May to decide. What do you advise our parents? What would you do in this situation? Girl, let me tell you why your parents had you. They just wanted to have sex. They didn't necessarily want you. Kids are sometimes the result of sex. It's not like I wanted the kid. You're just like, oh, snap, I'm pregnant. God dang it. Should have pulled out. Should have wrapped it up. I was in a rush. Felt too good. We was kissing, next thing I know, bow, bow. That's you. You got to stop putting so much into it. Your parents, especially black people, we don't be planning for kids. My wife was genuinely surprised both times she got pregnant. She was like, oh, dang, really? Guess I should have stayed on the birth control. So that's first, and that's facts. You weren't necessarily planned. Second of all, pay for your own doggone college. Suffer under the critical mass of student loan debt like the rest of us. How dare you? You have me. Listen, you can move out right now. Let me tell you what you can do. Leave. Good luck. Get you Elizabeth Warren back in the presidential race so she can erase your student loans that you're eventually going to have. Tell your sister she's full of herself. You can have a job. You want to go to the college you want to go to? Work your way through. I don't know how you're going to make $54,000 a year and get good grades, but you're so smart, you'll figure it out. See, that's the problem with y'all. What would you advise my parents? Sock her in the mouth. Hey, let me talk to you. Bop. Why'd you punch me? You grown? See me straight up on the 1v1. And it sucks for the middle. So a lot of times the youngest kids, they get the better situation. Parents are usually better off. This is a reverse situation. Like, man, my first two kids made it hard for you. I'm sorry. We ain't got nothing left. And $27,000 a year is still a lot of money. So shut up is what you tell that girl. You shut your mouth. I'm sure your parents bought you all type of stuff all through your life. Shoes, clothes. I'm sure they bought you everything you ever needed. Cereal, barrettes. They're probably still shopping online for you right now. And they want to save money. They're going to use Honey. Honey. Oh, my gosh. Online shopping is supposed to be easy. So why is it so hard to find coupon codes that actually work? Well, Honey can help. Honey is a free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally feel easy as it's supposed to be. My wife shops incessantly online. Every time I come home, every day, there is a new box outside of our door. We have so many boxes. And the only reason I'm not as upset as I used to be is because she finally installed Honey. So at least I know that with every box comes savings. There's a box right now. Hand me the box, Liz. Okay? Always something coming every day. something like this. You know how many of these I broke down? This don't fit in the recycle. You can't do nothing with this. And it'd be like three flowers in here. Why is the box so big? I got a problem with the box. Target, Macy's, whatever you shop, Honey's going to save you money. Honey has over 18 million members. We are one. And over $2 billion in savings. We are $1 billion. Honey also supports over 30,000 stores online, and we're adding more every day. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. You're going to shop online. You might as well save money. It's free to use and installs in just two clicks. Get Honey for free at honey at joinhoney.com/deer. Once again, that's joinhoney.com/deer. Next question. Dear Kev, I want to give my boss this butt. I'm a female in my early 20s and my boss is in his mid-30s. Oh, shoot. That's the wrong question. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Dear Kev, I'm officially a Patreon and Right Pack member. Shout out to you. Shout out to Patreon people who are watching this live. But let's get down to it. My boyfriend is the most amazing man on earth. I love him more than anything. He's perfect in every way, except the fact that he sneezes in his hand. I cannot get over the fact that we are both medical students and he knows the proper hygiene of how to sneeze and cough and about all the germs that can be spread, but he still sneezes in his hand. He's from a country in Africa, and I feel like overall they care less about that over there, and it's just a habit for him. But I'm an American, and we are medical students. It's embarrassing and disgusting to me, especially since he will go and shake people's hands afterwards. I just can't take it. He's a grown man. Should I bring it up or just continue to go through life letting him do this? I feel like when we get higher up in our medical careers, that will very much be frowned upon as well. Please help. Can you imagine your doctor like, listen, we really got to make sure that the coronavirus doesn't spread. It's just a funny letter. Of all the things in the world, you're like, listen, I love this guy, but I just can't do it. I can't. Oh, yeah. You said he's from Africa. Well, you know, he's from Africa, man. That ain't nothing to them. People in Africa know how to sneeze. Can you imagine your doctor sneezing in his hand? You'd be like, all right, I'm about to get up out of here. This dude obviously don't know what he's doing. Oh, man. You got to break up with him. You just got to make a boomerang, grab your phone when he goes to sneeze, catch him like, hush, 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 and then just send that to him and say, we done, though. Then you got to watch him move on, learn to sneeze into his elbow, and find another woman, and you still be single. And then you got to be sad. This is a fixable thing. Come on. Be like, hey, babe, every time you do this, you don't get none of this. Every time you sneeze in your hand, that butt, you not get no butt. You get no butt. Hmm? No, you don't. You don't get no butt. You do not. No. I don't know how you tell an adult to not sneeze into their hand without robbing them of sex. With that, next question. Dear Cap, I want to give my boss this butt. I'm a female in my early 20s, and my boss is in his mid-30s. I've been working at my job for a few years, and I always had a crush on him, but he was married. There's a rumor going around the office that he and his wife split, and this has heightened my interest even more. My job is not a career. I work part-time in sales to keep some change in my pocket while I'm finishing up my degree. So I'm not worried about losing this job, though I would like to keep it. Sometimes I feel he just wants me as much as I want him because he gives me bedroom eyes when our eyes meet. Though this could all be in my head because I'm sexually frustrated since I haven't had sex in a long while. He's very professional and a stickler for rules kind of guy, so it makes it hard to know whether or not he's 100% interested. So my question is, how do I subtly test to see if he's interested in a purely sexual relationship with me on the low? And how do I bring it up without the possibility of getting fired and making our future work environment awkward, since he's really nice and probably wouldn't fire me for coming on to him? Listen, you didn't even say he got divorced. You just said a rumor is they might be splitting up. That's all I need. Y'all having marriage trouble? How about some of my butt? You want it? I'll throw it at you. Listen, let me tell you the truth. Subtlety is useless. Corner the man. Say, hey, this is yours. You can take it how you want it, here, there, later, when your wife gets off work, send your wife on a vacation. I don't care about this job. I just want to sex you up. Ooh, I want to sex you up. TikTok, you don't stop. Just play that song every time he comes over to every time he comes by your desk. Just play I Want to Sex You Up. Guarantee you it's going to work. The fact that you don't care about destroying his home tells me Alicia Keys is your favorite artist. Take someone else's husband. This is America. We are a country built on taking what we want. That woman has a husband. I don't care. I want to give him my vaginal secretions. Here you go. My vaginal fluid belongs to you, boss. He's not going to fire you. If he has sex with you and then he fires you, lawsuit waiting to happen. If anything, you're securing your job more than anything. Hold it over his head. Oh, you want to fire me? Huh. Guess what? I got video of us making the sweet love. I can send this to corporate or I can send it to your wife. What's that? You want to give me a raise? Full-time position? Benefits? I'll take it. Use your feminine prowess to make money, make moves, take his job, take his wife away from him, then take his job, then break up with him. Dominate. You are a woman. You get what you want. That little thing. That little line between your legs, you know, looks like this. That's all your power you need. Take what you want. Like Dwight in the Office. Thank you for watching this very stupid show. I've been Kev. We're here every Friday. I'm on the road. Next show in Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Third weekend in March. Last weekend in March, I'm in Phoenix. Come check me out. All my dates are on my website, kevonstage.com. Come see a show. You think I'm ridiculous on this? I'm even more ridiculous in real life. I love you. Don't take this advice. You're going to end up like D2 Bomb Girl, who got no D2 Bomb. She got loneliness. Bye-bye.